What's up, everybody? Thanks for coming back to Find the Funny with Lisa Alvarado. My guest today is Sarah Laspisa. This is part two, part duh. I threw some French in there. Did you hear that? That's about part, all I remember.
Part duh.
Part duh. Part duh. It's actually some Southern that I threw in there. Yeah. Part duh. here we go with Find the Funny. Thanks for tuning in.
This is my mom, Nelly.
Yay, yay.
Say, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to my daughter, what?
Podcast.
Podcast. Okay.
Podcast. I know, podcast. That's a weird name.
So while I have Sarah in the hot seat, I just wanted to ask her because a lot of people don't know the life of an editor. There's so many things that we don't know how things get put together, how shows and especially she's edited two of my comedy specials now, how all that happens behind the scenes, because she makes everything look amazing. But when she's handed something, it's a totally different story. So I'm just going to interview her so you guys know a little bit more about my friend Sarah. First of all, how long have you been an editor?
When I first moved out here, I was 25, and I did a lot of assisting in commercials, and it was a completely different thing back then. So you couldn't really call yourself an editor then. But I think within 3 years, as everything was transitioning into computers, I guess maybe 28, and now I'm, like a long time.
So what did you
say? I'm not going to do the math.
Okay. I don't do math either. So.
Like 32 years, maybe 32, something like that.
Wow. So that is a really long time. That's a really long answer. And it's a really long time, you guys. 32.
I figured we could,
edit some of this out. She'll edit it out. She's going to make herself sound amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
And now we should leave it in. So Sarah has been editing over 30 years and a lot has changed in that amount of time. I mean, everything's digital now, right? Is that easier?
For the most part, yes. Yeah.
And you edit on which program? I know there's tons of programs.
Yeah.
Software.
Yeah. I could give you the long answer or the short answer.
But the short one.
The short one is I work on Adobe Premiere.
Adobe Premiere.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Premiere Pro.
Yeah. Okay, cool. What's the difference in editing something that was shot live as opposed to something that, like a film or a commercial or whatever that's on a closed set that was not shot in front of a live audience? What's the difference?
I would say there's more control. Like, for example, I also did the documentary.
Right.
Right. So that's kind of live shooting. So when you say live shooting, you're referring to something like that too, right?
Yeah. Or like say a live comedy special as opposed to like a TV show or a commercial that's on a closed set where you don't have an audience interacting and you have 100 takes.
Yeah, exactly. You have like the opportunity there to take it until it's done. Right. So you can keep doing it. And there's usually a script supervisor that will circle your takes. So as the editor, the first pass is usually just taking all the circle takes and putting it together when it's something like a commercial or a film. But if it's live, then there usually is like a script supervisor there, but you don't have the opportunity to go over and over again.
Right.
So you don't know which one is the best take. For example, when we did your comedy special, we had two shows and whatever performance was the best, that we would just take the best performance of that.
Right.
Whereas like we did the Bachelorettes, we would do it until usually it's the last take. That's the best take, so you don't have to think so much.
It's right.
Kind of already.
Yeah.
You have everything pretty much set.
Right, because the cast has been basically practicing the lines over and over and over.
Yeah.
And then you kind of nail it on the last couple.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And then there's usually a storyboard for something like a commercial.
Right.
So there's preset angles. Sometimes you might try a different angle, but most of the time, the one that they planned for.
Do you feel like you're an editor because you're more comfortable behind the camera?
Nowadays, yeah. I really, really wanted to be an actor when I was, that's basically how we met is through
that's true.
An acting group, you know,
at a church. Yep.
You know, so, and I love doing improv. I really do enjoy performing.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is something weird about the camera that I get a little weird in front of a camera.
It's hard. I mean, I hate to watch myself back on tape.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Editing this next special is going to kill me because I have to watch myself over and over. And all I do is pick out everything I did wrong. You know,
I look
fat in that shot.
Right.
Oh, I didn't deliver that right.
Yeah.
Oh, why didn't I say this? Why did I have to repeat myself? It's this constant critique that's unfortunate, but it happens. So I can't imagine. We have an edit bay in our house and we're not married yet, but we've been living long enough. We've been living together for like 10 years, 10 years. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And she has not given it up yet. That's, I don't know why.
Ditto.
I know. I am playing hard to get. So what are editing secrets that you think the audience, the general audience would be amazed to know that actually happens? Like stuff that you were like, what? How was she able to cover that up? Or how did she do that? Or how did she make this work?
Oh my gosh, that's a hard one. Because the best editing, you don't notice it.
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of tricks and things that you can do. Like she taught me this thing I didn't know. There's this term for editors that they use that's called Frankenbite. Right?
Yes.
Explain to the audience when Frankenbite. I call it Frankenbizzle myself. But what is it exactly?
Well, a Frankenbite is usually, you know what? The Bachelorette and The Bachelor do this an awful lot. And you can hear it sometimes. But usually what it is sometimes somebody will say something and they'll stumble over a word.
Right.
You know? And so then you basically find a place where they said it correctly, maybe somewhere down the way. And then you just stick it in the place where they stumbled. And then you do an edit right where the stumble happens. So it's kind of like cheating the sync.
Right.
I don't know if any of that makes sense to people.
Right.
But the sync, you know, of the lips and the words. So you cheat it by cutting away
right
when they say it, or you get them to say something completely different by taking all these different words
so they can
places.
Literally, and reality shows are notorious for this, where they actually take your words and they'll make it sound, they'll put a sentence together that you never said,
right?
So everything that you're saying is being recorded. And I always tell friends that are going to be on reality shows, because I was on one and I was actually on two. Wait, three. Oh my gosh.
You were.
That's so gross. I just threw up in my mouth.
None of them was the best.
No, I know. I was on Last Comic Standing, Funniest Mom in America, and on a dating show.
Who wants to date a comedian?
Somebody told me that one of my fans was like, oh my gosh, I just watched this rerun. It was like 20 years ago that I taped that. And I think the person that they set me up with was like three different guys and they were all gross. The one guy I ended up picking was just the guy that was closest to my age, because they literally paired me up with two guys that was like, there was one guy in his early 20s, which thank you, but not on camera. I mean, come on. And another dude that was just no way.
Yeah.
You know, and he was also younger. And they had to like compete for it was so gross. It was just. Yeah. But anyway, that's where I learned how they do this, because they they did that to me. So if you say, I don't want to date this person, they'll edit it to like, I don't want to date Jerry. They'll like just put it because you said the word Jerry later on. They just put it there. And you're like, I never said I didn't want to date Jerry. But that's what you sign up for.
Right.
And amazing editors like Sarah will fuck you up because they get paid big money to like just take your words and like.
Not necessarily. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yes, exactly. That's true. It's the industry's changing because they're starting to hire all these younger kids like right out of college.
It's not just that, but I think it's like you were saying about the Frankenbizzle. AI can do the Frankenbizzle now. You got this, what they call it, the deep fake or something like that, where they can take your words. All you have to do is speak into this AI thing and it can take your timbre and the way your voice sounds and
duplicate,
get you to
it.
Say anything. You can say anything.
Gosh. That is so scary.
I've never used it before, but it's crazy.
Okay, so I have a story. My girlfriend, who is on this site on Facebook, there's this awesome group that protects women, and it's called Are We Dating the Same Guy? And it's exclusive. Like, they vet the person to make sure that it's a woman, to make sure it's a quality person before you can join. Like, I can't even join. And
wow.
I think I'm a quality person, but I'm not sure if I'm a woman. So anyway, what they'll do is they'll put pictures of men and go like, because I sent one to my friend and I go, can you research this guy? Because he's really weird and he'll try texting me and call me, but then he'll just bail for like a month or two and then he'll hit me up again. And I'm like, I don't know what his deal is. And I feel like he's lying to me about mm-hmm. who he is and what he does. And so I sent in the picture. She posted it for me and asked, hey, has anybody dated this guy? Do we know this guy? Is he creepy? Whatever. And all of these women start commenting like, yeah, I've gone out with him. And he does this thing where he gets back together with his ex and he's got this daughter and he goes back and forth. And then it seems like maybe he's cheating on her, but then they break up and then he goes on these dating sites and he meets women and then he leads them on and then nothing ever happens. So like three different women admitted to going out on dates with this guy, or it never got to a date because they kept blowing him off.
Oh, wow.
He kept blowing them off. And that's exactly what he was doing to me. He kept like checking in with me every couple months. And I'm like, dude, we're not friends.
Right.
Like, this is a dating situation. If you want to date me, you need to ask. And I would just tell him that over mm-hmm. text or over the phone and be like, what? And he would apologize and be really nice every time and then just do it over and over. So I had to block his number.
Mm-hmm.
So she just told me, to touch on what you were talking about with AI, I did not know that you can put your voice into AI, but also your photo. So they put in, okay, so this woman met who she thought was a man in another state, and they have been talking off of a dating site. They exchanged phone numbers. Not that big a deal. Not, you know, that's fine.
Uh-huh.
So he had the voice of this person, a man's voice, was talking to her, was totally into her. They'd been talking for weeks. He's like, send me photos. They're planning on meeting. She literally bought a ticket to come to California to meet this guy. They did. And she's like, of course I believed it was him because they did a Zoom call.
Oh, wow.
And it was a man that was in the photos speaking with a man's voice. So again, they took this person and put this picture on the app of Are We Dating the Same Guy? And a bunch of women were like, that's not the guy. We know this guy. We know these pictures. And he's a different name on every dating site. He's
wow.
like Tom on this site. He's like George on this site. So I don't know how they did this, because the woman had the phone number. She gave it to the police or a private investigator. This is how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Wow.
It's a woman.
Oh, wow.
In Wyoming, pretending to be a man and soliciting all these women.
Wow.
Not because she wants a relationship with them. She just wants to fuck with their mind.
Catfishing.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's to an extreme. So apparently they had been talking for like 2 months, and over the phone, she's making a man's voice on the phone. I'm in love with you. I can't wait to meet you.
Wow.
And this woman, I feel so bad for her. She actually gave this person her work address. So this person sent her flowers from the name, I don't know, Tom or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Like, I can't wait to see you. She bought a ticket. I don't know who would have been on the receiving end of her meet, because this person, this other woman from Wyoming, doesn't even live in California. She's trying to press charges, but it's really hard to prove, other than the phone number, that it's not that guy.
Right.
So now if you Google that guy's picture, it says warning, and also that he's on all these different websites. So they ended up contacting the real guy that those pictures belong to. And they were all stolen off of like Facebook, Instagram.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So whoever, this woman from Wyoming literally did all this research. This is how easy it is to duplicate somebody's voice, likeness. I mean, you can find out, people know that I'm a comedian. They can find out by your name that you're an editor, and they just go, oh yeah. And they talk about your life. They know kind of where you live. They know you live in Los Angeles.
Right.
It's insane. So all I'm saying is good editors can get away with doing that.
Well, the AI and the way things are.
So like, scary.
So I saw the latest, what's the movie? Raiders of the Lost Ark. Who's that guy? Harrison Ford. Did you hear about this?
Harrison Ford, no.
Okay, so the newest, the Raiders of the Lost Ark. One. They made him look like he was young.
Yeah.
And this is where I was like, it was amazing. But there were two things that made it kind of obvious. And I think some people, if they had a good eye, you know, for it's special effects, but, you know, some people think it's editing or whatever.
Right.
Because it is a little bit of editing, because you have to cut to make it, you're looking at them at a certain point where it's like, oh, wow, that looks real. But something like that, he had a neck, like a rope around his neck, like a noose in one of the scenes.
Oh.
And maybe they put the head of Harrison,
younger head,
the robot head, or the animated head or whatever, to somebody else's body or whatever.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, there's certain things that you can do to kind of hide. So, I mean, that's like an editing trick too. Like how to make something fake look real.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I thought that was creepy too. Because he was super old. He's super old.
Yeah.
And he looked like his.
Right. And when are they ever going to give a woman a role like that?
Yeah.
In their freaking 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you see like Betty White, like swinging from tree to tree, being Tarzan's woman? I don't like. When are they going to let guys can act until they're 100?
Yeah.
And fucking they're having kids. Pacino, De Niro in their 80s. Are you kidding me right now? Like, you've accomplished everything in life. Why are you like exiting, leaving this kid that you know you're not going to
take care of or see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and they have multiple children like that.
Yeah.
It's insane. I mean, you know, I think that men should go through menopause.
Seriously.
Because women, we don't have a choice. And when we get older, we get just cut off. We're done. Our eggs are, they dry up. Mine are stuck to the side of my walls inside. They're like, but when are men should go through menopause. It's menopause. Men should go, men need to be cut off at a certain point. I don't think they should be having babies into their 60s. I just, I don't.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
No.
I think God did this for a reason with women. And we're like, okay, you're going to date people your own age. That's how I intended things to be.
Right.
And so you need to stop having babies at a certain point. And then the fall of man happened. And then guys are like, no, we're dating teenagers.
Right.
We're going to date 20-year-olds.
Right.
When we make money.
Right. It's so gross.
It's so gross. It's so gross having a kid with someone that's younger than your other kids.
Yeah.
It's
I agree.
Oh, I don't know, man. I mean, oof. But it's not, like, okay, so all the- I'm in my, I don't know, I'll say 40s.
You'll never know.
And I wouldn't feel right dating somebody in their 20s. I just wouldn't. It's not appealing to me. I don't know. They're cute. They're nice to look at.
Yeah.
And I mean, they can fetch you things. That's no. great.
No, you know. Demi Moore, Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, well, that's a perfect example actually. Exactly. Because guys, I feel like the really young guys are interested in older women. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they get bored. Yeah. They're like, oh, your neck is doing that weird thing.
Yeah.
Where it crinkles up.
Yeah.
You know? Or yeah. they're like, what's going on with your vagina? That lip is like way down by the floor. What's going on? You know? And they're just young and virile. I think women going through menopause, right before menopause, you have this crazy time where you're, and my doctor calls it, there's a word for it. My doctor told me that before you go into menopause, women get really, really horny.
I was just gonna.
We do. I mean, I told Lucy to leave the room several times because she is in danger. I don't know what I do with her, but she's a good kisser. That's all I have to say. But we do. We get really, really horny because the body is going, hey, we're almost done making eggs. So if you want to have a baby, this is your last shot. So let's go. So your sex drive goes through the roof. And I think that's one of the reasons why the younger men, because when they're really young, 18 to say 25, 28, that's when they're really horny dudes. And so they want to get with an older woman because you're actually sexually more compatible.
Right.
The older the men get, they're also losing their sex drive as well.
Uh-huh.
So you're not compatible.
Right.
So I think that the younger guys really love it to date older women, but I don't know.
It dies out because.
Yeah. Then women go into what? Hot flashes and what else do we get? Period here and there. You know, it's like.
For me, it was achy. It was just like everything like ached.
Yeah.
And that they like to say that that's, well, there's also like, I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah. She has a lot of information, guys.
but not to get too deep into it, there's certain things that are menopausal that they like to just not say is menopausal. They just say, oh, it's because, like, even weight gain is a form of a menopausal
thing. It's a hormonal thing.
But they
thing
like
too.
To say, no, it's not.
Right.
You know, you just need to exercise more.
Right.
Yeah, you're getting older, so you don't need to eat as much, you know, or you just need to be more careful.
Yep.
You know, and so, but it's because, you know, of menopause too, not just because of all that.
I would love to see guys having to deal with what women go through. Not only do we like bleed once a month, but like an insane amount, like an amount where you're like, do you have blood flow in your body at all? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Like we should be transparent with all the bleeding we do once a month. I know that's weird. I know there's a lot of guys that listen to this, but you should know this. Women go through this. And the other thing, like pushing out babies is fully our responsibility. Mm. You know what I mean? And I mean, everything. And then not only do we have to have them, it'd be great if the guys could nurse.
Right.
Like, I'll push it out of my body. I'll wreck the lower half of my body. But you nurse.
Yeah.
You know what? You feed the freaking baby, you know? And guys are like, oh, I do. I take this bottle that my wife filled up through her breast. And I feed the baby. No, feed it. I mean, if they could put nipples on balls. I don't know. That sounds really gross. I don't know how we got onto that. But,
how did we get into men bleeding?
Yes. If guys went through menopause, they would go through what women go through, like the hot flashes and the mood swings. Like, guys think that we're making that up. It's so crazy. Sometimes a mood swing could just be as simple as being unbelievably tired.
Right.
Like just to the point where you feel like you're literally in a coma. Like but you got to do all of these things as like a mom and as a businesswoman and whatever you have going on in your life, you're still right. supposed to be the organizer.
Right.
While you're going through these things that like, there's times where you get so emotional throughout the month where you're just like, why am I crying? We don't want to cry. Okay. Right. Just so the men know right. we're not like just babies. We literally can't control these hormones. And it just, all of a sudden things just
yeah.
make us very upset and emotional and stuff like that. It's crazy. So I would love to see fucking Pacino on the set going, I have hot flashes. We have to quit.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so
yeah.
Whoa. Is that how you, hey, who, how do you do that? Yeah. Hoo-ha. I don't, we're murdering it. We're murdering it, but he's going to come on the show. I'm sure after listening to this,
talk to him.
He's going to want to be on Find the Funny. So just be like, I can't find it. Oh, anyway, women are great. That's all. That's my point, is it? You should call your mom. You guys, I had so much fun with you. My friend, Sarah Laspisa. Give it up for Sarah. Woo!
Thank Yay! You.
Even Lucy looked up. That's an applause break right there. So we will see you guys in 2 weeks. I will have a new guest and, or maybe it'll just be me because I'm cute and funny. Some people think.
And I'll be in the background laughing hysterically.
Yes. Sarah loves to laugh, which is one of the things I love about her. And she'll edit it and put in laughter where it needs to be. If it's, she'll frankenbizzle that shit. You guys, we need you to follow on YouTube, please. That would be awesome because it helps us monetize. Why should YouTube keep all the money when my face is on the video? Lisa Alvarado, comedian. Okay. And I think I'm going to make a new Instagram page. It will be Lisa Alvarado Comedy because they took Lisa Alvarado Comedian from me.
Isn't that nice?
So come back in 2 weeks for Find the Funny. Thanks for stopping by.
Bye. I hope everybody listen to my daughter and see it and laughing with her because she is very funny.